The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? They think you can tell us what to do. You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down! Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Johnny Football. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Missed the first hour? Sorry, we started early today because we have UT basketball. So we're out at 5:30 for that. We'll have to talk a little UT this hour. Not basketball, though. But we did hit on a lot of stuff, including that farce of a fight. We got a little football stuff going on. Just some general things in that first hour. And if you missed any of it, all available at podcastarena.com. Go and check it out. Before we get back to the sports stuff, though, you did say you went and saw Deadpool this
weekend. I did go see Deadpool this week or this weekend. I thought it was very good.
Yeah?
Of course, there was somebody who brought a kid, which...
They made it very clear. Yeah.
Shame.
Terrible.
And 5 minutes into that, you know damn well you shouldn't have brought a kid.
Yeah.
Because they don't mess around. But I love that movie. I thought it was really good. So, glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I thought it was excellent.
It was cool. It was old school comic book.
I mean,
it
didn't take itself seriously. It was funny. It was. I thought it was really good.
John, have you seen it yet?
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh,
what have you been doing? What's going on with you?
Well, Teresa has been sick, so we've been waiting for her to get better.
All right. Tell her to get it together.
She has the sinus infection.
That's not sick.
She's been coughing and stuff. You don't want that during a movie.
Oh, God. Get some Aleve D and get out there.
713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And can we talk about Charlie Strong here?
Sure.
Can we do this? Because this is a fairly bizarre story. I didn't expect his name to come up in something like this. I really didn't. That's not a guy who I would have anticipated.
But then you think about his giant hands, those strikingly long fingers, and the damage they could do, and you're like, well, all right.
Maybe.
Maybe so.
Yeah,
I guess this is all hearsay at this point, right?
Although, if you're being asked to show up and talk about somebody else's divorce,
that ain't good.
That's never a good sign. And especially when they're asking for your text records and saying that you were given gifts from her, which might go to the big hands thing. But if you haven't seen the story, this apparently happened at Louisville. He's been subpoenaed in a divorce case involving a board of trustees member, which, all right. I'm going to be skeptical of this because I think Charlie Strong is a smart dude. I don't think you're going to get involved with a board member's wife. Just don't think so. However, he did have a statement. He said, I was recently given information regarding a marital dispute between a couple I know in Louisville. I'm not a party to their divorce and have received no court order in this case. I certainly respect the legal system, and if I do receive a court order, I will review it and respond then. Since this is a legal case, it wouldn't be appropriate for me to say anything further at this time. I do want Longhorn fans and supporters to know that this will not affect my focus in any way. My number one priority is getting this team ready to compete at the highest level. We are doing that now and will continue to do so. Boy, that's not much of a denial, actually.
No.
Okay. But apparently she gave him some gifts, and at least according to the filing. So
that's sweet.
Frobius tweeted out a picture of the woman. I can see that.
Does it for you?
Well, she's not unattractive.
Yeah.
But you know what? There's a lot of women out there. You don't need to bang somebody's wife.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. There's all kinds of options out there. Don't do it, especially not a trustee. That I would have to say, listen, I've made a few mistakes in my life too, but God, I wouldn't have put that on Charlie Strong. I really wouldn't have.
You don't bang a booster's wife.
No, that's
the, they're the ones paying your salary.
Yeah. I hope there's nothing to it, but the fact that you're getting dragged into it, that's never a good sign.
No.
That means that you were a lot closer to the situation than you should have been.
But, I mean, luckily he got out of there. It'd be way worse if he was still there.
Yeah.
Because Texas seems to be fully supportive of the guy. They're like, you know, we're worried about Texas football.
Yeah, just go win games.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who you bang. Just win games.
But I will say, if this had come out before he'd gone to Texas, Texas probably wouldn't have been interested in him.
No. But I guess it's got to be something about Louisville, right? Because they went out and got Bobby Petrino.
Yep.
As far as, I mean, we haven't seen him on a motorcycle lately, but I would not be surprised if he doesn't have a couple of...
We know he likes side tail.
Yeah.
I think the greatest thing about Bobby Petrino is, if you Google Bobby Petrino, you know how it instantly, on like, it'll bring up all the articles about him on the left side, and then on the right side, it's basically like the start of his Wikipedia page, and it's got a bunch of images at the top.
Yeah.
Of the 7 images that it shows, 6 of them are him in that neck brace. that's his life now.
Yeah.
That's all anyone will ever remember.
That's what you're going to think of him for, is the neck brace and the little blonde side piece on the motorcycle.
That's it.
713-780-ESPN is your number.
Poor Bobby.
You know what? Let's give
poor
something.
Bobby.
Well, you know, it's just like Rick Pitino. All I'm ever going to think about him is him pulling the damn checkered cover off the table in the restaurant and banging that chick. I mean, it doesn't matter what else you do. That's always going to be with you. So let this be a lesson. But yeah, Charlie Strong, listen, that guy could have whoever he wants. Why are you going to mess with somebody's wife?
Well, Frobius makes a good point. He says there probably were lots of options, but the option that's buying you stuff and is sitting in your lap is a hard option to skip.
Yeah. That ring thing would scare me off. You can buy me all you want. I mean, not going to do any good.
She's married to a rich and powerful man that pays your salary.
Yeah.
It's probably not the best move.
No, it's a not wise guy.
That'd be
really
like
is.
If you were trying to bang Gal's wife. That'd be a terrible idea.
Absolutely, it would be a terrible idea. Never happen. But I'm...
Never would or never has?
Never would. Come on, good. Man. Stop that. And why'd you say me? Because, you know, you're the one always talking about how much better looking you are. You would be more of a threat than me.
But, I mean, I'm 35 years old.
Exactly. And I'm an old man. You know, you think women like that want old men? No, they want 35-year-old men.
I mean, she's closer to your age than mine. I mean,
doesn't matter.
David Gal's not in his 30s.
She's going to want younger.
All right.
But of course, you would never, and
I would
no
never.
One here would. But it's a fair analysis.
I'm a gentleman.
No, of course you are. And you like 18-year-olds. We know that. 713-780-ESPN.
I don't know where you came up with that.
I don't know. Maybe just, go back and listen to Podcast Arena about 6,000 times in the last few years.
All I'm saying is if.
But no, you can't do that.
I don't blame
like
these
that.
Guys for going to 18-year-olds if they can.
Well,
it's legal.
If Charlie Strong were pulling a Petrino and hitting on students, that'd be okay?
If Charlie Strong were single.
Well, but he's not.
Okay.
Then so.
No, it's a bad call.
Things happen, and sometimes, you know, it's hard to walk away from situations like that, but boy, if that's really true, I would be very surprised and a little bit disappointed because I just don't think that would happen.
Did you see what Flex wrote?
Yes, I can't read it on.
Sure you can.
Well, you can read it then.
Her name is Tracy Blue. So this is the case
she needed the money?
This is the case of Tracy Blue, Charlie Strong. Tracy Blue, Charlie Strong.
I don't think.
That's a rumor. We'll know. We'll find out.
It is a rumor, and it's also one of those things where the woman could have easily said something like, "Oh yeah, well I did this," because getting a divorce, people.
Charlie
say
Strong
crap.
May have waved that giant finger at her and like Mutombo and said, "No, no, no, not today." Yeah,
it would not surprise me if somebody if she were making that up to, because listen, having been through a few of these. People will say mean crap when you're going through a breakup. Say, right. Oh, yeah, well, I banged him. And sometimes they're telling the truth and sometimes they're not.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're just trying to make you really pissed off. Then maybe that's the case. I don't know. But it certainly bears watching because that's not a good look. And especially is where Texas is right now. He doesn't need this.
Yeah.
He really does not need this crap.
No.
He needs to be doing what he's saying and focus on getting this thing turned around and fast. 713-780-ESPN's your number. Hey, let's give away some seats in the poker tournament. Does that sound like fun?
Sure.
How about three seats? You're going to win a seat into the Blitz Spring Poker Classic this Thursday. This is the last chance qualifier. It's at Dave & Buster's on Richmond. Tournament starts at 7. You must be registered by 6:45. The top 25 win a seat in the final round and a chance to win the grand prize pack. And if you win this thing, they've got great gifts for you. You qualify and you get the great gifts. For details and official rules, log on to ESPN975.com. We'll go callers 15, 16, and 17. You'll be playing.
So generous of you, Freddie.
I'll wait till tomorrow. You want to talk about generous? I got something planned for the people. We'll tell you guys about it at 5 o'clock. It is going to be awesome.
All right.
So, Lamont, Charlie can't be Petrino. Charlie's not getting on a table. It would collapse. He's yoked.
That's true.
Well, that was Patino on the table.
Not Petrino.
Yeah,
Petrino's on a motorcycle. All
right, you've got to get your scuzzy coaches together here. Patino table, Petrino motorcycle.
Plus, isn't it kind of a bad call to, if you've got a mistress to ride on a motorcycle with her? There's an inherent risk with riding a motorcycle already.
Right. No, if you have a mistress, the best thing you do is you have a place where nobody knows about, and that's where you go and you hook up, and you don't take her out to dinner, you don't go out to the bars with her, you don't put her on your motorcycle, and...
I guess the upside to a motorcycle is you could both wear helmets and then no one recognizes you.
There is that, unless you crash.
Yeah, and...
And especially if you're going to do that in this city.
And I don't like having people... I don't like having people on my motorcycle on the back of it. So I think it's a little more dangerous to ride like that. If the person on back doesn't, if it's their first time and they get scared, they could cause you to lose the bike. You know, it's not a comfortable situation. That was poor planning by Bobby.
Well,
Bobby,
and he lost his job over. But you know what? He got another one.
He got another
because one. That's what happens. If you can coach, somebody's going to pay you no matter what you do.
Let's talk to Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free. Aubrey, what is going on, my man?
Hey guys, how y'all doing this afternoon?
We're doing all right.
It's always a good day at Dirt Free. We're doing some filming today in San Antonio. San Antonio has a lot of local television programming. In Houston, we would do one or two, maybe three, but in San Antonio, there's like seven or eight different local TV shows that are more like city oriented. It's more of a tourist town. So we're doing some filming today. And it's so overwhelming. Another carpet cleaner came up and was just like, I've never seen anything like this. He'd been cleaning carpet for 40 years. So another cleaner with 40 years experience walked up and said, I can't even remotely compete with this. Friends, we've got our own water, our own wand, our own pre-spot, our own truck. All those things we developed ourselves because what the market produces is not good enough. It'd be as if, you know, all radio shows were done with a megaphone instead of the technology a radio show is done with. Pick up the phone, dial 281-DIRT-FREE to see this technology in your home. 281-347-8373. It's Dirt Free with 1E. DirtFreeCarpet.com. Let us come out to your home. Start in the very worst area. If you don't love us, you don't pay. Three rooms while we're doing the commercial live. The first 25 callers get three rooms for $100. You'll get a $100 free speed dry. and a discount off a tile, grout, leather drapes, upholstery, air ducts, wool rugs, whatever you like to renew in the interior quality. We'll get you a discount by going to dirtfreecarpet.com or dialing 281-DIRT-FREE. We're ready to go.
All right. That's Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free, always taking care of the people when he's on. Appreciate the time. Aubrey, we'll talk to you next Monday.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you next week.
All right.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Well, I said, Fred, you just said it's best to take a side chick where people don't go. Thanks, I'm taking George to the Texan Super Bowl.
Zing.
Yeah. Interesting. 713-780-ESPN. I want to be careful with this story because I don't know if I buy it yet. Texter, Fred, I'm about to start running. I'm scared my knees can't take it due to my age and weight. Any tips? What I would do if you're getting started is go get that C to 5K app and download that. And it kind of it builds you up to being able to run 5K over time. It's like a 6-week program where you walk, run, and it gets your body used to doing it. And that'll be easy on your knees. And I highly recommend that thing because that's what I used when I was getting started, and it worked great for me. And I've turned some people onto it, and it's worked for them too. So
did you see the Warriors game on Friday?
I did not.
I didn't see the game because I was at Bellator, but of course, and this is the way the world works now, when the Warriors lose, I get an alert on my phone. I don't know about you, but my phone pops up, Warriors lose basketball game, like it's breaking news. I knew that what was going to happen. For the rest of the weekend, if you turned on SportsCenter, you were going to hear about how the Blazers are wearing, or the Warriors are wearing down, or you're going to hear what is wrong with the Warriors now.
Right, because that's the automatic response, right?
Because they lost a game. And granted, they got their doors blown off, although they kind of realized they were getting their doors blown off, and they did what they should do, and they sat some guys and just took their medicine. But they lose by 32 points, mostly because Damian Lillard, who I still think is one of the most underrated player in the NBA. I remember sitting here when they announced All-Stars and laughing at the fact that Damian Lillard got left off the All-Star team. And I guess it's because he plays in Portland and not a lot of people stay up and watch his games. But you should be. And he had the most as great of a game as Anthony Davis had yesterday. Damian Lillard had a better weekend than him. He was fantastic all weekend. But sure enough, for the rest of the weekend, if you turned on ESPN, you saw people discussing the Warriors melting down, how the Warriors almost lost to the Clippers, and they would have lost two games in a row, and there's panic, and there's no way they're going to win 73 games now, and like somehow if they don't win 73, they're a disappointment. I don't understand what that team has to do. It's almost like, and I get it that the record they're chasing belongs to Jordan's Bulls. And anytime there's something like that, basketball gets really protective of it. Like, they don't want anybody to be the conversation.
It's the mythology of Michael Jordan. You don't want to touch it.
Yeah. So, and for a long time, in the NFL, it was like that with Joe Montana.
Yep.
I still think in ways it's like that with Jerry Rice. Like, you can't have a discussion with someone about it if there's a better receiver than Jerry Rice, because no one will have that discussion with you. So anytime something's close to breaking a Jordan record, this can't happen. And I think that's kind of what, the way the media is taken after the Warriors. And it's almost like they – I saw the – I don't know how they do this, what the science behind it is, what they, how they decide the percentage chance that they have of actually winning the 73 games now. But it dropped like 22% or something when they lost that game. 22%. For one, because of
for
one
their
game.
Fifth loss of the season.
They lost the fifth game of the year, and now all of a sudden they're going to have to lose five more. I mean, there's no way they won't lose five more. So I'm not sure if people are actually doubting what this team is, or they just want to believe that they're not on the level of that Bulls team, so they're naysaying. But like I said, when it gets to the point where You're getting a text alert when a team loses a basketball game, you're looking at something pretty special. Frobius says, the mythology of Jordan, plus nobody likes the Warriors. I don't want to see that team hold records. Why doesn't anyone like the Warriors? That's what I don't get. Why is everybody so anti-Warriors?
I mean, they're fun to watch.
They're the most fun to watch.
But they're also boring to watch for the same reason.
Because they're just better than everybody?
Yes, and it's the same thing every game. They've got it won by halftime, and you can flip over. But I think it's, yeah.
Do people hate them for the same reason people hate the Patriots?
I don't know. I think
because I feel it's like it's different. You know, I mean, this is only the second year that they've really been the best team.
Yeah, they haven't. They're not close to what the Patriots have accomplished yet.
Right, but it you get that same kind of vibe. Like people just want them to lose because they're sick of them. And I don't know how in a year and a half people have gotten sick of this team, especially like you said, if you just sit down and watch the Warriors play, they are the most exciting team I've seen maybe ever. I mean, it's like a magic show to watch those guys. And I wasn't alive for like the Showtime. I mean,
the Showtime Lakers were the best I've ever seen as far as, you know, being an entertaining team to watch.
Right. So I wasn't watching basketball back then. But, I mean, to watch this, it is like I said, watching a magic show is the closest thing I can equate it to. It's not like it's almost unfair for a lot of these teams. Like when they play, you know, the middle of the pack teams, when they play the Rockets, it doesn't even look like basketball. It doesn't look competitive. But I love watching them. I don't understand the hate for these guys.
No, I think it's basically, I think the Jordan thing certainly has a lot to do with it. Everybody wants to protect that legacy, which is silly. I mean, it's the same idiots who say, oh, well, the only reason the Rockets won their championships because Jordan wasn't there, totally ignoring the fact that he came back and played the second year and that he was on that team. And they just happened to run into a team that was playing much better in Orlando, and then they went and got a power forward and became the Bulls again. It's the whole thing was, oh, it was just Jordan. That was crap. That team almost made it to the finals without him.
Yep.
But that's okay. You can never question the legacy of Michael Jordan. And Jordan's Bulls are always going to be that team that everybody uses as a standard, and nobody wants to see this team do it.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. I could be wrong.
Well, I for one don't get it. I enjoy watching. Matthew says, reminiscent of any time someone comes close to a perfect NFL season with the 72 Dolphins. But it doesn't seem that way.
No, I mean, to me is a little different because the only people that keep that alive are the 72 Dolphins.
Yeah, I feel like nobody else cares except those Dolphins.
I don't think there's anybody other than those guys who would even put that team in one of the two or three best of all time. That Dolphins team.
Striving for Success says, people hate the Warriors because of the three-point shot. It's boring and makes the game not as good. That can't be true.
It's fascist. It's like it's like in Bull Durham when he says strikeouts are fascist.
Listen,
that's the 3-point shot.
There are guys in this town who thinks James Harden is exciting, and his one move is to duck his head, drive into the lane, and throw his arms up, pretend like he got hammered, and get to the free throw line. That's boring to me. Watching the best shooter who's ever played basketball, and I think now it's hard to argue that he's not the best shooter I've ever seen anyway.
Certainly over this stretch of a year and a half, he's been.
I mean, he's a freak show. Watching that is not boring to me.
Well, here's what I think Striving for Success was trying to say. Jeremy kind of says, I think people aren't impressed with three-point dominating teams because they're not sexy. I mean, they're it's flashy. It comes off as finesse. And I think that's part of it.
Okay, it is finesse.
It is, but and
for me personally,
I like three pointers.
I like watching guys like LeBron James who will drive through and take contact and dunk the ball anyway. I love watching that. I mean, that's why LeBron's my favorite player to watch. But watching the way that team plays and the way everybody makes each other better. And granted, they do shoot a lot of threes, but they make a lot of threes. To me, I don't find it boring at all. And if it's finesse, man, then some of these other teams need to be a little more finesse.
I always preferred watching up and down the floor basketball. The one thing that I would say the Showtime Lakers did so much better, they were the best fast break team I've ever seen. And that was awesome to see.
See, I think the Warriors are a great fast break team, but they often stop the break at the 3-point line and hit it.
And
Rockets fans, again, should appreciate that being, you know, because Daryl Morey's Mr. Analytics and, you know, the value of a 3-point shot is so great. They make almost all of them, which that's why it doesn't seem fair. But, it used to drive me crazy when I'd see them do it. There'd be a fast break, and Clay and Steph both do this. They pull up at that line, launch a three, and I'm like, what are you? And before I can say, what are you doing? The net doesn't move, there's three more points on the board.
It's the old, no, good shot.
Oh, wow, yeah, great shot. Decision.
Yeah.
Great decision.
But but to my point, though, that team was fun to watch because it was a great fast break team, and this team happens to be a great three-point shooting team. It's just a different way of doing things, and that's the way the rules are now. And when you start winning, this is what people are going to say about you. It just... I'm enjoying them. I kind of hope they break the record just so that we can quit hearing about Jordan.
Yeah.
But we're always going to hear about Jordan. So.
And this is the thing. There's no, right now, there's no discussion who had the greatest single season of NBA, like who the best one season team in NBA history is. It's those Bulls.
Right.
And if the Warriors don't lose another game for the rest of the season, if they go 87 or 77-5, people will still, there'll still be guys who will say, oh, that Bulls team was better.
Well, of course they will. And, you know, but that's going to be, well, we'll get to that in a minute. We got a lot more to get to. Right now, I got to tell you about my good friends at Quick Weight Loss Center, where they've been helping people for 28 years. You know my story. They helped me. And all of these things that I'm able to do now, I couldn't have done without Quick Weight Loss Center. And the great thing is, man, if you get a little bit off track, this program is so good, they get you right back on. You get the weight right back off. And you're going to lose weight faster, easier, up to 100 pounds or more. It doesn't matter what you need to lose. And if you know what? Somebody needs to tell Pablo Sandoval to get his butt down to Quick Weight Loss Center, because they'll get that weight off of him. He'll get in shape, and he'll be a much more effective player, because that's what they do for you. Right now, you get 6 weeks for $66, all weight loss services included, and kids join free with parent enrollment. Some conditions do apply. For your free, no obligation consultation, drop by one of their 15 Houston area locations. Go to quickweightlosscenter.com or give them a call. 1-888-305-1117. That's 1-888-305-1117. Quick Weight Loss Center,
1-888-305-1117. 97.5. Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in.
I thought it interesting.
You guys got a little conversation going on now.
Yeah,
on Twitter.
I thought it interesting that the Warriors don't shoot the most threes per game in the NBA, believe it or not. They make the most per game, and their percentage is far and away the best. They shoot 42%. They're the only ones, I think they're the only ones above 37.
I would say that's above average.
San Antonio's at 39.
Okay.
But yeah, they're still a ways, but San Antonio shoots almost half as many three-pointers as the Warriors do. The team that takes the most three-point shots per game, the Houston Rockets, they take about one more three-pointer per game than the Warriors do.
I see.
They make about two less per game than the Warriors do. So if you think the Warriors are boring and the Rockets are exciting, I'd love to know why. I think exciting is our teams that move the ball well and don't stop in some sort of black hole. That's what happens here, which drives me insane, which is why I think they have no chance of winning. But there, everybody is trusted equally with the ball. You know what I mean? And I think that's exciting. That's entertaining to me. San Antonio the same way. A lot of people think that's boring. I think basketball where everyone is entrusted with the ball equally, I think that's cool. Maybe I'm in the minority.
Maybe, but people like what they like. And, yeah, I think they're fun to watch, but I also, there's some players on that team I just don't like.
Yeah.
It's kind of like you feel about James Harden, I feel about Steph Curry. I just don't like him.
Yeah.
But he's fun to watch. 713-780-ESPN. Here's a good comment from 832 on the text line. It says, people probably see the Warriors like Baylor, Texas Tech, and TCU with the spread offense. It's not traditional. There is that. I think there's a little bit to that.
All right.
I don't like traditional. I every team I ever played on was a up and down the floor shoot threes team. I love that. I love that style of play. But every good team I ever played on. The bad ones, we tried to do that and we sucked. Didn't matter. 713-780-ESPN. A lot of people asking what the thoughts on the Kimbo versus Dada 5000 thing. We talked about that pretty much the entire first segment at 3 o'clock. So check that out on podcastarena.com. We have not yet talked about the fact that the Rockets are picking up a couple players after the trade deadline.
Getting like Demo
and Marcus Thornton are being sent back.
Yep.
So I don't understand how Detroit makes that deal, not knowing that Monty Unis
is hurt.
Yeah,
because he's been hurt,
and now you're avoiding it.
Yeah, that's very strange to me. But I like you said, I assume that they knew what they were getting coming in. They were going to look him over and see if he was ever going to be right, which this is bad news if you're a Rockets fan.
Yeah, it's terrible news.
Because it means he's probably damaged in more of a permanent way. You know what I mean?
Well, and you get nothing for him because you obviously weren't bringing him back,
right,
which is why you traded him in the first place. And now, I mean, you were at least getting a first-round pick from Detroit.
Yep.
Now you're getting nothing. 713-780-ESPN. Let's squeeze on a couple of phone calls. Angel wants to weigh in on the Warriors, or is it Angel?
What's going on, guys?
Sports is going on. What's going on with you?
I'm a huge Spurs fan, and I don't dislike the Warriors, but a lot of people, when they talk about it, it's because, you know, when you don't have NFL no more right now, and then we're looking forward to the playoffs for the NBA, most people know that the Warriors are probably going to win. So usually people are like, okay, they're excited, you know, we're going to get into the playoffs and stuff like that, and we kind of want to think of who's going to win and who's going to get there and how they're going to compete. But no, right now, no one can compete with them.
So you think that people are bored because they're just better than everybody else?
Yeah, I think it's just because they know that when they get there, the Warriors are going to win. They're going to get, probably going to smack everybody, and then, you know, we're on to the next season.
I guess that's part of it. And I guess that used to happen. You know, there were people, and I think there were other reasons why people hated the Yankees. But like in the 90s, people tended to hate the Yankees because it was just kind of a foregone conclusion that they were going to be in the World Series and were probably going to win the World Series. But that doesn't, to me, I'm, you know, as someone who's not really a diehard fan of any sports team, I like to watch greatness. I like to see great teams. And I feel this Warriors team is the greatest team I've seen in the NBA in a long time. I'm enjoying it. I think it's fantastic to see them, even when they run through teams. And if they go through the playoffs and don't lose a game, that'll even be better to me. Because that's what I like to see now. It's just I like to see greatness. And it's hard to find that.
It is. I see where people are coming from, though, when if it's a foregone conclusion, why do we care about the season? And it probably, unless you're the Spurs, maybe the Thunder, it's a foregone conclusion. There's not a team that's going to be able to beat them other than those two. and everything would have to go right. There's going to have to be some injuries. Yeah,
even for those teams to beat them.
Well, and that's what I mean. Right. And that's what I'm saying. And that is boring. I see people's point. Let's get one more phone call from Steve. What's up, Steve?
Hey, what's up?
Sports.
Hey, I just have a comment about James Harden. James Harden, to me, is one of the role play guys. I mean, he's no stud. I mean, he's no Jordan or Magic or, you know, he's like the Pippen that Jordan had. And I'll hang up now. I appreciate you taking my call.
All right. I agree that he's no Jordan, he's no Magic, it's hard for me to put him in that Pippen category as well. I mean, because you're talking about a guy who's, you know, he scores 28 points per game. You know, he dominates the ball. I don't know what category I would put him in. It's clearly not the Jordan or Magic category. I don't think the Pippen category is fair either.
How many players are in that category?
Right.
When we went through that top five list, that's about it. It's about five players in history that belong on that list. And no, he's not that. Steph Curry's not that yet. I mean, he's got a way to go before he gets there.
Yeah.
And as great as Tim Duncan's been, he's not those guys. So... I mean, I agree, but I don't think it's damning of someone to say he's not Michael Jordan or Magic Johnson. And, okay, there's a lot of people that aren't those guys.
Yeah.
But, you know, as far as Pippen, I mean, I think you make a pretty good case that certainly Pippen was, for a long time, a damn good player.
Yep.
And when he came here, people saw a guy who couldn't play anymore and couldn't really... you know, do the things he had done in Chicago. But he was a damn good player for a long time. And he carried that team when Jordan was out for that year and a half. And they came damn close to getting the finals with just him. So, I mean, I think James Harden's a really good player. When he's motivated, he can be a great player. We've seen him have one great season, and we've seen him have a lot of really good seasons. I don't know how that defines him, but he's certainly – he's not in that Magic or Jordan mold, but you know what? Other than LeBron, who is?
Right. I mean, you could argue that Kobe Bryant was for some time.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's very few.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Vistaprint. And this is a really, really cool thing that they do. If you go to Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 business cards for just $9.99. All you have to do is enter my promo code FRED at checkout. And they're great for small business owners. They offer tons of custom products for home and office needs, business cards, postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations. All of that you can get at Vistaprint.com. And not just for your business. Let's say you have a club. Let's say you're trying to, maybe you got a tailgating club and you want to have cards and postcards and flyers. You can get it all done at Vistaprint. And it's really inexpensive and it's easy. You can customize it any way you want. I've used them for a couple of my businesses. And it's fast, it's easy. You'll love their products every time, or they will make it right. Amazing customer service and custom design services to help you have the perfect product for your business. You can even download your own design. Boom, just like that, it's done. I love Vistaprint. I want you to try them. So Vistaprint has a special offer just for the Blitzers. 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. All you have to do is use the code FRED at checkout. That is up to 50% savings over regular site pricing. Quality's great. They're easy to customize, and you can't beat the price. 500 business cards for $9.99. All you have to do is visit Vistaprint.com, design your custom business cards, enter my code FRED at checkout. That's the code FRED. This is an exciting offer for a great product. So don't wait. Go to Vistaprint.com and order today.
I'm giving up on the media feeds, my hysteria, sick to living down on my knees.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And we're back. The official ESPN 97.5 app is now available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. Let's give away three more poker spots. 713-780-3776. Callers 11, 12, 13. You're going to win a seat into the Blitz Spring Poker Classic. This Thursday, it's the last chance qualifier to get in the finals at Dave & Buster's on Richmond. It starts at 7. Top 25 make it to the final round and a chance to win the grand prize pack. For details and the official rules, log on to ESPN975.com. Before we get to the gym of the day, I have to chastise a texter. EA, Pippen is better than Tim Duncan? Come on, Fred. At no point did I say anything close to that, EA. I was comparing Pippen to H-A-R-D-E-N, James. I mentioned Tim Duncan is not Magic Johnson or Michael Jordan. There was no comparison to Pippen or Duncan. I get sometimes you guys are half-assed paying attention and you think you hear something, but come on, man. Don't make stuff up. Please. All right, now we'll do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, we'll go to Hillsdale, New Jersey, where mailmen often have to deal with animals, right?
Yeah.
Dogs and, you know, God knows what else. Well, apparently a mailman in Hillsdale, New Jersey, had to call 911 because he was surrounded by a gang of wild turkeys.
Oh, boy.
He was concerned that once they left, they were going to go back after him. Apparently, he's had run-ins with these turkeys before. Apparently, the policeman, when he got there, wound up blasting his sirens, and it caused him to scatter. But apparently, they frequent residents' backyards, but they really haven't been a problem before. And
they're a problem now.
Yeah, now they're surrounding mailmen and threatening to attack. So
big birds are no joke, man. They're ornery. They can be really nasty. I don't like geese.
Geese can be nasty. They're nasty, too.
Yeah, I'm out on geese.
They're like giant rats is what they are, winged rats. You know what they are? They're pigeons that hang out near water. That's what geese are.
That's about right.
They're disgusting. But apparently, this is a problem in some places. Like a guy in Michigan says he has to carry a stick because birds will often come after him. They come after trucks for some reason. So, anyway, he did escape, though.
Well, that's
so
good. All fine. Thank goodness.
And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day. I didn't want him to die.
No.
The Gem of the Day. Yeah. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Does it kill the the mystery of things when I talk over my song, my jingle?
Not really.
Okay, good.
There's a mystery?
I don't know. I just never know.
I don't know if there's a mystery. Let's squeeze in a phone call. Jeff, you're on the Blitz. Go. Jeff.
My question is, I see all of these all-time top 10 greatest NBA players, and in every single one I see Shaquille O'Neal and Tim Duncan ranked higher than Hakeem Olajuwon. Am I the only one who thinks this is crazy, or do they just look at rings? And I'll hang up and listen.
I'd make a good argument, and we talked about this when they released that list. I think you can make an argument that Hakeem's above both those guys, but I think you can make the argument that those guys are above Hakeem. My personal taste, I think Hakeem was a better player than Shaq. I probably think Tim Duncan may be a little bit better than Hakeem. But if you want to put those 1, 2, 3 in a different order, and you can go beyond just those three guys, I'd take it to, you know, I put it Bill Russell and even Kareem and Wilt in that same conversation. And if you want to throw all those guys in a jumble and mix them up and say one's better than the other, I'm not going to argue with you too hard on it.
No, it comes down to personal preference. For me, Hakeem was, for the stretch where he was most dominant, he was a better player than either one of those guys. If you want to ask me who had the better career, probably go with Duncan.
Yeah.
And so it comes down to what's your standard going to be. But for that stretch, really about a 5-year stretch, Hakeem Olajuwon was as good a player as there was in basketball, and that includes Jordan. But Jordan did it for longer and won more titles, so he's always going to be considered better. But that guy carried his team many nights and, you know, did get 2 titles. I think he was fantastic. But if you're basing it on who had a better career, I'm going to probably say Shaq, and I'm probably going to say Duncan. But all those guys are close, man. You can throw them all up in the air, and whenever you have rankings like this, the whole idea is to get people talking about it.
And here we are.
Yeah.
Talking about it.
Gab said, I delivered mail for a while and I got bit by a dog, but birds were the worst. And Brother Bear says he's out on seagulls. Those things are disgusting, too.
Vile creatures.
Yeah. Ugh. And people feed those damn things at the beach and then they all come over there and crap on you. Anyway.
All right, guys. Law enforcement, they're stepping up efforts. They've got these no refusal weekends. They can force you to take a blood test. If you failed the breath or blood test, listen, it's not the end of the world. There's still hope with those things. If you've been accused of DWI, breath tests, they're inaccurate. They're unreliable. The police breath test machine isn't even warranted fit for testing on humans. It makes temperature assumptions that create artificially high results and destroys the evidence that it checked, making rechecking and proving your innocence impossible. Failing these tests, it's not the end of the world. Juries are smart. They're going to notice a problem with that breath test machine. Same with the blood test. You failed that blood test, it's not a game over. A lot of inaccuracies about police blood testing you should know about. They're not using the same science that a medical doctor is using. They're not testing your actual blood even. They're testing the air above your blood. It's a very indirect and circumstantial test for alcohol. Listen, if you failed the breath or blood test, you need to call attorney Gary Trichter. He's a DWI specialist right here in Houston. He's experienced in telling the truth about these tests. He's one of only four board-certified DWI specialists in the state. If you failed the breath or blood test, whether it's DWI or DUI, call attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number on your cell phone right now. It's 713-524-1010 or visit texasdwilaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for attorney Gary Trichter.
ESPN 97.5.